Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abousalbi. Samer, how are we doing this week?
Doing real well. It's always a treat whenever we have a guest on the show, which, you know, it happens every now and then, and it's always so much fun to have someone on.
Yes, yes. We love having guests on the show, and this week we've got a great one. She's a singer-songwriter herself, but she's also in the podcast business, working with Tink Media, helping podcasters grow their audience. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the podcast, Akshi Sinha.
Hello. This is so exciting. I was so sad that I hadn't listened to your podcast before you reached out, because I was like, I feel like this is perfect for me. Why did I not know about this? It's so great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's always really fun when we get a listener and a guest all in one, right? Like, this is great. This is perfect. Well, great. Well, tell us about what you guys do over at Tink Media, and then we'll get into your mix a little bit.
Oh, yeah, of course. So I work at Tink Media. It's a company sort of based in the US and specifically New York. What we do is we kind of help podcasters with their growth journey, so to find like the right audience for them, how to reach them, and kind of like how to sustain them over like long periods of time. And one of the ways in which we do that is like partnerships. So we really support like partnerships between people who are in the industry. And yeah, we really believe in like friendship, community, us like supporting each other. And yeah, that's kind of what I do at Tink Media.
That sounds great. Can't argue with any of those good things.
Yeah, sounds nothing but positive. And just full disclosure, we're not a client of Tink Media. I heard you on another podcast and I was like, this person sounds really interesting, and just reached out. So this wasn't even something where this is like a plug or anything like that. It's really just like, let's get this interesting person on the show. So no, that's awesome. So tell us about the mix that you brought us, because I thought this was such a cool mix.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. I was like, is it too specific? Because I had listened to a couple of episodes before I made it. So I was like, I know you usually do like history, a little bit of like covering an artist's kind of like different eras of their like musicology, is the word. But I guess mine is a little bit more personal. So I essentially made like my coming out playlist, and I know coming out is not a thing you do once, you do it many times, but these kind of songs, like this collection of songs, I guess, charts a little tiny piece of my journey, kind of coming to terms with not being straight.
I think it was great, honestly. I love that you picked this. I think it's always so nice to have a mixtape that tells a story, because that's like a big core of like what we started as, and what we continue to, you know, to strive for, is like every mixtape really is like a story, and every song is like a chapter of that story. So I loved this. I thought it was so cool and such a unique thing. And thank you for sharing like this with us. Like, I'm excited to go through it and kind of hear all the stories behind these. And also some really, really cool finds here. Like these, you know, I think listeners are going to find a lot of artists that they may have not heard of before. And that's always really rewarding too. So with that, let's kick it off. I'm going to introduce our first song in the mix. And I apologize, I'm likely to mispronounce some of these names, so please correct me if you know the correct pronunciation. But the song is I Follow Rivers, and it's by Likely Lee.
Yeah, I think I've heard Likely Lee, but
okay.
I might be wrong too, but I feel like that's what I've heard. Yeah.
Yeah, so tell us about this song. Why did this make the top of your mix?
Yeah. Also before that, I wanted to say, like, I made this on YouTube, because as I started to make it originally on Spotify, I realized a lot of the songs are so video specific. Like, I really discovered them on YouTube. and they kind of don't exist on Spotify. And it also kind of made me a little bit nostalgic of how I used to discover music versus how I discover music now. My friends and I really use the autoplay thing feature in YouTube to kind of find songs. So this specific song is actually, I discovered it from the movie called Blue is the Warmest Color. And it's this French movie about two girls falling in love, but you follow like one of them specifically and kind of her journey with like falling in love and also coming out to herself for the first time, which was kind of my experience, like coming out in the process of falling in love with someone and being like, oh yeah, this is super intense. Also, I never knew this about myself. I guess that like song reminds me of me going through that process as well as I was listening to it. Yeah.
That's really interesting. Yeah. I think it's a great song for that. Like the way that I view it, and I think what the artist has said too, is like, it's like a song, they said about desire, but also about pulling you into situations when you almost have no voice, where it's like, and to me that is just interpreted as like, it's like your body is speaking for you, right? Like it's almost like you, something takes over you and it's not even like your logical mind anymore, but it's like your heart speaking for you. And I love that. I think it's so powerful. And I feel like that's thematic throughout the rest of the mix too. I think that comes in a lot. So I think this was a really beautiful song. And I'm going to say that a lot, but this one is a great opener to the top of the mix here.
All right. So track two, you've got Wicked Game, but for all those who might jump in and think we're talking about Chris Isaak, this one is by Para Furkova featuring Anna Nakhleb.
Yeah, this is how I discovered Wicked Games. And then I listened to the original version as well. But I remember I bumped into this randomly and the beats are so cool. But then it was kind of like the lyrics, because that song is just iconic and the lyrics are just beautiful. But kind of like this tussling with the idea of like, oh, I really like this person, but also like, I'm kind of conflicted. I kind of don't want to feel this intensity of this emotion. There's this line of, I don't want to be in love. And I feel like I resonated with that a lot. And this was also a song, like my first girlfriend and I kind of sang to each other, like recorded parts of it and sent it as voice notes to each other. So it also has that like memory in my brain, like I contain that memory, like I associated with the song. So that's kind of why I picked it.
I love hearing that, because that is just so much, you know, Sam alluded to it at the top of the show, but that's so much what drove us starting this podcast and everything about Super Awesome Mix was just how evocative music can be from a memory standpoint. So I love that that was part of the story with this song in particular. But yeah, like, so I'm guessing I'm probably a little older than you. So I remember when the original Wicked Game came out, and you're right, such an iconic song, but I just love how they made it their own here and kind of made it a little more dancey but still kept the intensity of it. Maybe that's just inherent in the lyrics, but I mean, what a great find for me, I would say, because I just know this song so well. And so it was great to hear a different version of it.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm really happy to hear that.
Awesome. All right. So track three, moving along. A song probably most people are going to be familiar with. This one charted quite a bit whenever it was released. So it's Take Me to Church by Hozier.
Yeah. This has like a fun story around it too. And I want to just quickly say I was in a boarding school. So as I was discovering my sexuality and kind of like falling in love with this girl, I was also very restricted in an environment where I didn't have access to internet a lot, kind of not the freedom that a lot of teenagers today have, like with their phones and internet all the time. So I guess we had a TV in our dorms and we could watch it every evening and like on the weekends. And we would watch like the VH1 Top 10, all the music videos. So I discovered a lot of songs through the music videos. I saw them first. So I guess for me, this song specifically is so tied to the sentiment of the video itself, of these two boys kind of like being in love, but feeling a lot of like fear and shame and kind of also being kind of targeted by people who look at them as like different or wrong or like they're doing something that's kind of unholy or like against what you would consider natural. And yeah, this was another song which like my girlfriend and I kind of like, we're like, this was part of our falling in love playlist of like singing this together. Both of us like sang in the choir. So this is also like one of those songs that has like very vivid memories associated to it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love that. And I honestly, I'm really I miss and I'm nostalgic about music videos on television. You know, I feel like that is a way, especially probably at least for the three of us here and anyone kind of similarly aged, like how you could discover music. It's like you put on MTV or VH1 and you know, they're playing something. And you're right. It is different when you experience songs off, you know, especially for the first time with a video, because I do think it wires in even more so than it might have if you just heard it first on a radio. Because now you're associating some visuals along with the songs and you're associating listening to it in a particular place, you know, and like things like that. So I think that's really powerful. And two, this is funny. So I mean, I've heard the song a bunch. I didn't really know the meaning of it until I started reading around, you know, reading the background on it. And it just makes it all that much more powerful for me now. And also, I didn't follow a lot of the lyrics like originally. And so it's so beautifully written. Like, honestly, like my favorite one here is, in the madness and soil of that sad earthly scene, only then I am human, only then I am clean. I just think that's so beautifully written. I mean, it's like poetry, you know, it's just like in all the craziness of being a part of the earth, like only then am I human, right? Like to be human is to be a part of the madness and to be a part of it all. And like, that's what makes us so beautiful, is like our differences and everything that, that we celebrate and should celebrate. So I just think it's so powerful and it's really changed the song for me. And I love that when that happens too. Like you hear a song you've known before, but then all of a sudden you add this whole new layer to it and it becomes something different.
All right, to track four, we go to Songbird, and you pick the version from the television show Glee.
Yeah, again, like similar way of discovering this is like we were watching Glee from beginning to end like multiple times because the juniors didn't have like access to the remote in my boarding school. So whatever the senior girls like wanted to watch, we watched that. And a couple of them were like obsessed with Glee. So I kind of had no choice. I knew all the songs. And this like character, and I guess the scene of like Naya Rivera's character, Santana, singing this song to her girlfriend was just so special to me. Again, one of the songs that my girlfriend and I also like sang to each other, and it was like a whole thing in which like we expressed our love for each other and kind of hope for the future, like we would eventually get out of the situation where we feel like we can't really express, you know, our love and we have to kind of hide. So this video was also really like important for me, and this like scene of like someone who loves you like saying this to you and looking into your eyes.
No, this was incredible. And this was one, I thought it was so cool that you sent us your playlist via YouTube, because like this was a song, you just hear it in isolation. And obviously it's a beautiful song, but I think seeing like the scene from the show where she's singing it, like really kind of drives home the emotion of it, you know? And so I love that you do that. And we got to experience the video along with it. But this also reminded me, and maybe you got sick of it because you had to watch the show so many times, but how much good music came from the show Glee? I mean, you know, it kind of has taken a weird turn because a few of the cast members post that show, you know, have passed away, including the singer here, you know. Yeah. But I don't know. I was just sitting here, and then like after your playlist had, I had added your playlist or as many of the songs that I could on Spotify, and then it just kind of plays songs that are like it. And so all these other songs from Glee started popping up afterwards. And I was like, oh, that sounds really good too. Oh, they did do that mashup. This is pretty good stuff. Why don't I revisit this more? Anyway, so it was a good shout out to Glee as well.
It was an excellent show. I agree. There's a lot of really good songs from it. And good performances too. Like they're worth watching on YouTube as well. Like as many as you can find. Very, very good. All right, let's move on to track five here. I loved this song. Again, I'm going to say that a whole lot. This was Home by Melissa Ferrick.
Yeah, again, YouTube gods brought this to my ears. This is how I discovered it. I don't know what exactly I was looking for, but I don't think I ever found it on Spotify. Like, I've listened to this artist on different platforms, I've followed her music, but I just never could find this song. And for me, it's just like, it's so catchy, it's so peppy, but it's also kind of like about like having a crush or thing with a person and wanting to just be like alone with them, or feeling like you're at home with them. That was another idea. Yeah. And I think there's a line that like being able to be quiet with the person you love. I really love that line. Yeah. So this is just like a really fun way. And I guess this also, my playlist is kind of chronological in my experiences and how I found them. So this was in my stage where I was kind of like single, more of like fun, trying to consume more queer musicians and artists, and that's kind of the phase I was in when I discovered the song.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love how music like ties to parts of our life, and like what they can all mean to different people too with the exact same song. This one I am obsessed with, actually. I wrote here that this is my favorite pick off of your mix. It's one that I could easily put on repeat, and in fact like wanted to listen to it over and over, but needed to listen to the rest of your mix. And that line specifically is one I called out too. Nothing like being quiet with the one you love. I just think that's so relatable. You know, it's like there is something really special about being with someone you love, whether it's a significant other or even a friend, like a close friend or a family member. It is really magical to kind of spend, to be in the same space as someone, but not feel like you need to like entertain each other, but just your mere presence is like comforting or entertaining. So I thought that was really special.
All right, track 6, we go with Purple Heart by Alicia Pius featuring Nama.
Yeah, this has a fun story attached to it. And before that, I wanted to say, like, related to your comment, the kind of like, I kind of had the similar feeling that I guess after kind of breaking up with my first girlfriend, which was really intense because it was part of also my coming out process, I was really craving like queer friendships, or just like friendships where you experience a lot of intimacy, and kind of what that means. And I think like Home, even Purple Heart, and the next song we'll talk about, all of these are surrounding that kind of intimacy for me. And Purple Heart is like, so this artist performed at my college. Like we had this music fest, and that was the first time I saw her. She performed with this band and she sang the song. And this college was the first time I had like, I meet a queer friend, like someone I could really talk about these things with. And we were at that concert together, and both of us had like a huge crush on her afterwards, like this artist. And we're like trying to get her to like notice us throughout the festival. Yeah, so it has like that fun story attached to it. Also, both of them are friends. So Alicia Pays and Nama, and both of them were part of this band. And like, again, like that friendship and like being able to feel like really free and like yourself with someone else. This song specifically though, I think is about like a first love and kind of reflecting on that relationship. So I also felt like it fit in the way I was thinking at the time, kind of like looking back and being like, I don't really want to be friends with you anymore, but I do wonder like how you're doing, what you're doing, and like what you're feeling these days. So the content of the song was also really special.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I'm old enough to have written letters to like friends and you know, women I used to date. And I remember after college finding some of these. And, you know, so I kind of had a relatable experience with this song, but it's like, it's almost embarrassing to read some of these letters you get back and whatever. But you do start to just kind of wonder, like, what is this person like now, right? And nowadays, you could probably stalk them on like LinkedIn or Facebook or whatever social media platform. But like, I don't bother doing any of that, but it's like, you do. I did love that part of the song because I was like, oh, right. I remember a couple of years after college, like one of the many times I moved, just having to like clear out stuff. And I was like, what are these old letters? And just finding this stuff. So, and kind of like in the song, it talks about kind of saying goodbye to that person and closing the door a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, I thought it was a great song. It just kind of really well written and well done.
All right. Well, I can't believe I've known you for 11 years and never received a letter from you, Matt. I'm a little hurt.
I'm going to start writing you letters like to plan podcasts and say you're going to get them like 3 weeks after we should have recorded. Yeah.
Oh, I'd be awesome. So excited to hear them.
All right. Well, track 7, moving on from that, it is What You Don't Do by Mauro featuring Lisa Noah. And I just have to shout this one out that if there's a video you're going to have to watch, I would put this one on here because like their interaction and the way that they both sing to one another and like even their own reactions to each other's voices, it's so heartwarming and just amazing to see. And it, I loved this video probably the most.
Oh, I'm so like happy to hear that. Like that was probably the reason why it spoke to me. And I've rewatched it every time I needed like to smile and just feel like good vibes and good energy. Yeah, they're both friends and they're both really good artists. Like I've been following them since then. This was when they were in Berklee College of Music. So they were part of the program like together. And Mauro, I've been following her since then and she's doing some really cool things. Like you should definitely check out their music. But yeah, this cover is just so special to me because like my friends and I sang this song a lot in college as well. Like they loved this music. They loved this music video and like we would try to recreate the different parts. And I think I performed it with a friend at some point as well. But yeah, I really related with the emotion of like music or like performing music being a very social thing. So you like go off the cues with the person that you're performing with and you kind of like take that space in your friendship, relationship, onto the stage, kind of. And yeah, it was just a really special song. The original is really fun too. It's by Liana LaHavis, who I love. So I had heard that one before, but it was just such a different version of that song. Yeah.
That's awesome. I'll have to go check out the original. I didn't connect the dot that it was like a cover of it. So that'll be fun to kind of see the differences between them. But you're right. Like this is a video that like, if I wanted to smile, I could watch this because again, they're so genuine with each other on camera. And I love that. It's just so real. And really their voices are absolutely stunning. I mean, just absolutely gorgeous. And the way that they sing it is beautiful. So really nice pick. I was so happy to be introduced to this one and both of these artists.
And they kind of promote some show that's going on at 5 p.m. And I was kind of like checking my watch and I was like, wait a minute. No, this isn't today. I can't just go out and run out and see these guys tonight. Like, so it's a little disappointing, that part. I think
because I think the video is like nine years old. Too,
I don't understand how time works. How time works, but that's for another day. Okay. All right. Track 8, you picked Undone by Steph Sloan.
Yeah, this song is actually one of the songs that I discovered actually on SoundCloud instead of YouTube. Yeah, I don't know how I stumbled on this either. I just love looking for new music and sometimes I just stumble on things that are just so special. And then I went and looked her up on YouTube and I found this like live version. And it's just really tender is the word I would say. Like the lyrics, the way she sings it, like her voice. And she's really kind of expressing this, I guess, like the first love sort of, or like first anything with like a person that you're kind of like tussling between being curious and also kind of a little bit scared to like say something or do something that kind of changes the whole dynamic of your relationship in like a way that's not reversible. I love the music video. I love her performance of this. And it's just a really special, song.
Yeah, to your point, there's a line in there that says something like, seems like something's growing, but will it ever bloom? You know, and I thought you did such a good job with this mix of kind of painting the picture of, I don't know, you called it your coming out mix. And like, I really felt through these songs, like kind of the emotion. Obviously, I've never had that experience, right? But I'm saying like you did a great job presenting that because I don't know, all these songs sort of thematically kind of do really well together in sort of this this love that's not expressed and these feelings that are kind of repressed and you shouldn't have these feelings and kind of the struggle there. Anyway, this kind of falls in the same category, but the whole mix I think just did such a good job of kind of showing that even to someone like me who doesn't have that experience.
All right, track number 9, one that honestly I put here as a tearjerker because it is a sadder one for sure. And this is Sick of Losing Soulmates by Doty.
Oh, yeah, this one's emotional. I feel like probably the most, this and the next song is probably the most, like, we'll leave you teary-eyed for sure. But yeah, I have been following Doty for like a couple of years, like her songs and YouTubes. She had these really fun songs, catchy, and the lyrics were really poetic. And this was one of the songs that my friend and I kind of both fell in love with at the same time. And we were talking about how kind of the end of a relationship, and I guess I relate with this as like a close friendship as well, like any sort of really intimate relationship, like the end of that feels like you're losing someone really important to you that you kind of wanted them to be a part of your life forever, but you have to kind of come to terms with that maybe that's not possible. And in that moment, that feels really scary and like really painful. And I guess that this song really expresses that pain really well. Yeah, I'm trying to remember what lyrics really stood out to me. I'm sure I'll remember like in a second, but yeah. This is it's a beautiful music video. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a very powerful song to speak to something that I think is very universal. Like these people enter into your life and then you end up, you know, contrary to the previous song where she sings, you know, I hardly know your language, here like you know everything about this person, and then all of a sudden like you have all this knowledge that like, what are you supposed to do with it? And you wish they could still kind of be in your life. There's a song that I really like called Expert in a Dying Field by the Beths that kind of tackles the same topic. And like in it, she's singing that like, you are an expert in a dying field. And the dying field is that relationship where you knew everything about this person. And then all of a sudden you have a breakup and it's like, what do you do with all that knowledge anymore? And like that struggle. And that's what that reminded me of. You'll have to check that one out. It's more upbeat despite the lyrics. So you can like really kind of be like, oh, I love this song. This feels so happy. But then you realize it's like a very sad topic. It's in that category. But I think both of them very much tackle that same kind of struggle with a breakup. But this one is certainly on the sadder side. Like it matches what she's singing about.
Oh, I'm excited to check that out. That sounds really good. Thank you for the recommendation.
Sure. All right, so track 10, we alluded to this one. It's another maybe a little bit of a tearjerker. This one is Stay by Noiki Karu.
Yeah, I think it's Nojoki. I'm not sure. But so this I discovered from a movie called Rafiki, and it's this Kenyan movie that is about these two girls, again, falling in love, but kind of not being able to see it through or be together because of culture and just what their family kind of expects of them. And yeah, I think I really related with the movie, and the song is just like perfect for like the tone of the movie. I guess this reminded me of how like some OSTs or some songs are so perfect for the movie. It's just you can't imagine the movie without them. And this song was definitely one of those. Like, even if I don't rewatch the movie, if I just listen to this, like, the emotions of the movies kind of come back to me. And yeah, it's like one of, I think it plays towards the end of the movie when one of the characters has to stay and the other one is leaving or is made to leave by her family. And so in the song, she's really talking about, like, imagining a future where they could, like, the other person could stay and what they would do and the kind of freedom they would feel to be with each other. Kind of just imagining and the sadness, but also grieving the fact that it's kind of not possible. Yeah. So that's the song Stay.
Yeah. Even without having seen the movie, like you just listen to the song, you talk about how perfect it was for the movie. And like, yeah, this song kind of tells that same story, right? Like it's like, if only this could happen, right? If only they could be together, the amazing things they would do. And I just thought it was such a beautiful song and like pretty universal, right? Like I know it's specific to this movie and this story, but like I think anybody in any sort of relationship can kind of relate to that feeling of like, oh, if only they could be with that person.
All right, home stretch here, track number 11, and it is Oh God by Orla Garland.
Yay. Okay, this is a fun one, I feel like. I discovered Orla, I don't, through her YouTube videos, so she was also like putting covers. She's friends with Dodi. I feel like that's one of the ways in which I found her, is like Dodi does these, like a lot of these performances with like her friends, and even I used to love those videos where like her musician friends kind of like are part of that, and you see their interaction, and it's really sweet. So she's one of like, I guess, like her closest friends, and they collaborate a lot. And so I discovered Orla, and this was in one of her first few albums, and I actually got to see her live on the tour for this album, and I guess this was the most fun song to see her perform. And yeah, it's kind of like really rock pop, I would say, genre, probably the only in this list, I'm not sure. She's really talking about like this funny kind of guilt, but also it's kind of deep and painful, like experiencing something that you're like, oh, this is not right, kind of don't want to deal with this. A lot of people suspected it's about like her being queer, but of course nobody needs to disclose that information to anybody. But I know a lot of the fans, that was kind of part of why the song was so important for a lot of queer people. Yeah,
I noticed in the video, like, she just looks like she's having a lot of fun singing it. You know, I just feel like her energy really comes through as she's kind of going through these lyrics. And I thought, yeah, I mean, it was so beautifully sung, like many of these other ones. The lyrics are just very evocative. You know, I love the line here, "I'm trying to shake off the shame when I'm wearing nothing but blame." And I think that that's so powerful. You know, just, you could put that to anything, to any topic. And I just think that's like a very powerful sentiment that can be shared sometimes where, yeah, you just feel like you're full of shame and that sucks. Like, that's a really crappy feeling. So, and you just want to shake that off. So anyway, I just thought it was really powerful and really enjoyed this track a lot. And I hadn't been introduced to her before. So eager to jump into some of her other songs for sure.
All right. Last track we've got, "I Want to Know" by Lane Weber.
Yeah, this is, again, a YouTube discovery. So Lane Weber is this artist I discovered during COVID, I would say. And this song specifically, they wrote when they met this friend that they felt a really deep connection with, like on the first day that they hung out with them and they were playing music together. And they're like, I kind of wanted to kiss them. I didn't know what was going on. And then they went home and wrote this song. And they kind of like, in this specific video, they're performing it live, and the person they wrote it for kind of comes on stage and does the harmonies. And they're kind of like, they're friends now, and they wrote in this, in the, I think, caption of this video as well, like, we're friends, but like, it's about that moment that you're kind of like, again, kind of tussling, but like, this could be something more, I think. Like, I feel this really deep connection with this person. And I kind of want it to be something more, and I kind of want to know if you like feel the same way, or like if this feeling is mutual. But it kind of like records that moment of history when you feel that kind of emotion. And I really, yeah, I feel like a lot of people relate with this kind of confusion, curiosity, and kind of like discomfort, but also excitement when you're experiencing something like that. Yeah, this is one of the songs. Also, the video is really sweet, like hearing do the harmonies together. It's really cute.
Yeah, I really like this one. And you're right. It did just such a great job of expressing that, you know, that kind of hypothetical, like what would happen here? What about this? And is this thought in my head correct? Right. Trying to confirm some of those thoughts that you get when everything is still a mystery. And I think the line I called out though is right at the beginning. It says, "We're pressed so tight, we're practically one, but I crave to be closer." And I thought that was just, I don't know, that was a really good piece of writing right there, and just kind of expressing how close you want to be to this other person in that moment. So yeah, well done. Well done.
This has been an amazing mix. Thank you so much for not only putting this together, but walking us through it and kind of sharing your story along the way. It's a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. This was really fun to make. This was so fun. I got so nostalgic. And I also realized I haven't listened to some of these in a really long time. So it was a fun kind of exercise to remember and like re-enjoy some of these things again. Yeah.
Well, we're going to post the link to the YouTube playlist that you put together so everyone can check out the videos, because I think that's an important part of this playlist. But yeah, there you have it. Another super awesome mix for your collection. This one provided by our guest, Akshi Sinha. So Akshi, tell the people out there where they could connect with you or connect with Tink Media.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a website at tinkmedia.co. So you can find about us. We have a lot of free resources for podcasters as well. And we're always just really excited to meet more people in the industry and like, connect with them. And if they have any questions, if they're just entering the space, like we're very welcome to kind of those kind of conversations, and you can reach us there. I wish I sang and wrote more. I actually don't as much as I'd like to, but I do post sometimes on Instagram. My handle is ak.mp3. I was trying to be cool. I made that up like a couple of years ago. I think I saw some friend who's like a photographer with like her name and then .jpeg, and I was like, oh, that's smart.
That's pretty good.
I like both of those. They're good.
Thank you. But yeah, I post there sometimes random things I'm writing or like just covering, or sometimes I do random like live sessions with my friends that are posted on Instagram. So you can find them there. Yeah.
Nice. All right. So everyone out there, connect with Akshi. All sorts of ways you can get in touch with her. Samra and I, we have plenty of mixes we need to get to work on. So we'll do that. And so for Akshi, for Samra, this is Matt, and we'll see you next time. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.